Representative Lovasco, thank you for talking to me about the data weakness that has been reported about involving DESE. I saw comments that you made about what the governor has talked about during a statement yesterday, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on what the governor has said. Can you talk about how you feel about this?
Well, I'm frustrated, to be honest with you. I understand the governor's perspective. It's very important that we act swiftly if there is any malicious data breaches that occurs. But that doesn't seem to be what has happened here. We have a journalist who stumbled onto a vulnerability, and rather than making it public, which would probably have made the story pretty popular, he sat on it to report it to the authorities so that it could be dealt with before he ran with the information. That's exactly what we would expect from people. That's proper procedure. And now he's being threatened with prosecution for that. I don't think that's the appropriate way of handling it. And ultimately, I don't think that's going to encourage people in the future to come forward if they do say something wrong with other parts of our system.
You're really the only Republican, at least that I have publicly seen, talk about this. And maybe I've missed some. Based upon what I have seen, you're the only one. Am I missing anyone else? And I don't know. I mean, when I don't see very many people on the Republican side not voicing their opinion, it just makes me, I don't know, it just kind of perks my ears a little bit about this. So can you just talk to me a little bit about that?
You know, I haven't seen a whole lot of folks talking about it, honestly, on either side of the aisle. In the political class, I think we've certainly seen a lot of comments from citizens that have strong feelings about this, mostly who believe that the governor perhaps overstepped here. But I think ultimately, anytime you get into a situation where you're talking about technology, a lot of folks are very hesitant to speak on the record because they're not really comfortable or familiar with it. And personally, I do have an IT background. I've worked in IT sales for 20 years. I've done development work as a hobby for about 10. So I'm very comfortable in this particular arena. And so I think that just makes me a little bit more uniquely curious for matters that deal with technology and things of that nature.
Okay, that's a good point. That was going to be my next question, is what's your background? Because I did not look at your bio to see if you have an IT background. So that makes total sense. And you had said it's clear the governor's office has a fundamental misunderstanding of both web technology and industry standard procedures for reporting security vulnerabilities. Have you voiced this at all to the governor's office since this situation with DESE has come about?
You know, things have moved pretty quickly. They've been pretty busy fielding kind of the response to all this. I have not had a personal conversation with anyone in their office. I think they're getting more than enough feedback as it is without me piling on.
You know, in the Post-Dispatch article, it talked about state agency website vulnerabilities in general. I think something to that effect. Do you think the state really needs to take a look now that this has come about with DESE? Does the state need to take a look at all of the different department websites that it has, whether it's publicly displayed or not, and make sure there are not any other vulnerabilities?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any evidence that this particular vulnerability is widespread, which I think is good. But we do have a patchwork of systems that have been added to and modified over the years. It's not all the same. And as a result, there's all kinds of potential missteps that we could have not fixed at this point. So anytime we can use a situation like this as an impetus to do a full security check and make sure that we're covering all of our bases, I think that will get widespread support.
So as far as criminal prosecution goes, do you think then that the state doesn't have a leg to stand on here?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. The governor's office certainly thinks that that they do. I would say, regardless of what the law actually says, I think just decency says we should not be prosecuting someone who very clearly did not have malicious intent. I definitely think that the General Assembly ought to look at making the statute a little bit more clear as to how we handle whistleblowers in these types of situations. But I would just say the proper thing to do is to thank the guy for his service, fix the situation, and move on.
So is being called a hack, is that the wrong term to be used here?
Yeah, that's not an official technical term, but generally speaking, when you're thinking about computer hacking or malicious intrusion, it's where someone is actually actively attempting to break into a system in a way that is not part of the design. looking at the source code and even going through and decoding, as they say, some information that is otherwise open in the clear to anyone who has a web browser, that's not at all the same as someone who is attempting to actually enter the network without authorization. I don't want to get real technical here, but at the end of the day, when we start using legal semantics to deal with technology, very, very clearly, there are going to be situations regularly where things aren't going to match up, and you got to use common sense. And I think ultimately we've gone a little too far here.
Representative, anything else you want to add?
I guess I'd just like to add there's a cliche we hear a lot in governments that, if you see something, say something. This gentleman saw something. He said something. Now he's getting threats. I don't think that's how it's supposed to work.